Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, drop it like it's hot.
Are you the type of daredevil that wants to see a comedy show where the main host's belly is constantly on display? Well, why not come and see Big Deal, a horrid game show I'm hosting starring a whole bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of that scene in Milo and Otis where they straight up show a dog getting born. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you're looking to own a piece of history, then head to audiobooksontape.com and grab the very first inaugural BigSoftTitty.png USB tape, filled with a filthy mess of bonus features, including a year in review and an entire mini D&D campaign. Once again, that's audiobooksontape.com. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Adam... No. And today's topic is nuggets.
Nuggets!
Chicken, nuggets, chicken.
What's the ideal amount of nuggets to consume in a sitting? 10 nuggets?
24.
You did not consume 24 in a sitting, though.
Literally before this episode, you ordered 24 nuggets and finished half.
But
maybe.
I could if I
half
wanted to.
Or some might say about 10.
That's because I ate 2 hamburgers as well.
Yeah.
So if I just had nuggets, those nuggets would be gone.
That's so impressive. Eating 2 I can't eat 2 hamburgers. And that's not about, like, quantity. That's just, like, a hamburger feels like a one-and-done meal. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
It's like eating 2 bowls of spaghetti. Like,
yeah, I get
rules.
That.
You've eaten 2 bowls of spaghetti?
Yes.
Why not just eat 1 big bowl of spaghetti?
Sometimes you'll serve up your spaghetti and you'll eat it and then you're like...
Actually, that's fair. I've had 2 bowls of spaghetti before.
Well, like if there's like 1 half bowl of like ravioli.
Mm.
Ravioli is the one that's always a fight for in my house. And if you're like, well, there's 1 bowl left and you're like, well, maybe I'll put it in the fridge. And you're like, no, someone's going to eat that before I eat it. I'll eat it now just to spite them.
How much do you love that thing where you're like, say there's like only enough left for a bowl, like of leftovers, and you're like, I'll just have half a bowl.
Yeah.
And then you have half a bowl, and then you're like, well, there's only half a bowl left. There's not really much of a meal. And
yeah.
Then you just have it for yourself.
There's no point putting it in the fridge. I'll just eat it now.
Nobody wants half a bowl, so actually it's probably better if I just eat it, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. And then no more problems.
Problem solved.
Right when I was young, the thing Ryder used to yell at me for was swigging the milk. I got in so much
directly
trouble.
From the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a monster. I hate you.
I got in so much trouble. I don't do it here. Don't worry.
Oh, you do. I'm sure.
But I got in so much
trouble. We hear him at night. Fuck you, Adam.
But I always get in so much trouble. Ryder would come out and he...
That's a different sound.
That's me fucking hoeing down on dick in the lounge room. That used to annoy Ryder so much that like he had a discussion with me once where he's like, I have to pretend I didn't say it if I want to keep drinking milk. Would you drink swigged out of milk?
Yeah.
Adam? No, that would be the end of it. Someone swigged it.
Yep.
Done.
Yep.
Tainted milk.
If I reckon you've swigged out of a milk, I'll open the next one.
That's madness. Spit's
you need
fine.
To have a specific one that you've
would
written,
you
like,
let Jackson
milk?
Spit into your mouth?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, oh my God.
My spit's clean.
Yeah.
That's it probably not true.
Me. It's just not.
Do you
do
believe...
I have to swallow it?
Well, that's the intention, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Why is it? Is it better if you don't?
If you spit
do I have to
it out,
swallow
it's
it?
Worse.
I don't get to swallow it. No,
that's
screw this.
Fucking bullshit. No, because I was just imagining having to hold it.
Oh, that is bad. If I can basically create a direct line in my throat so that it just goes straight down and I don't feel it in my mouth, that's the ideal way to swallow spit.
But
I
it's
think.
Also like in the milk, it's so diluted, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm of the same opinion. Yeah. But I get it. I get it. Some people, that's just too much. But you've reminded me of an argument I think we were having the other day. Me and you, Adam, maybe. What's the worst liquid a human body produces? Because I said spit for me
tears.
Is actually up the top. But, like, imagine you have to have a bath in this liquid.
Oh, okay. So we couldn't have, like, really bad diarrhea.
No, I wouldn't count that as a liquid. All right. And also, I don't want to kill Adam.
Yeah, let's not.
Shame.
But yeah, what's okay, barring diarrhea, what is the worst liquid the body produces?
Because I think when you have a pimple,
yeah,
and you go to pop it, but it's not quite ready. So instead of being like a chunky pus, it's just a clear liquid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Why'd I ask this question? I just wanted to talk about bathing in spit, not make Adam throw up. That was.
I'm just remembering.
Are you remembering the pool? Are you remembering having to live in a pool of jelly?
Do you want me to actually vomit in the studio right now?
I think so, we might.
I'm not opposed.
It's not going to smell nice. We've got a lot of work we need to get done today.
Does vomit upset you?
No.
Yeah.
You see, just live in a pool of vomit?
Could you bathe in a bath of vomit?
Well, you wouldn't get clean.
You're not bathing, really, at that sitting. Point.
Could you make yourself filthy in a bath of vomit?
But for me, hands down, spit would be the worst. Because the consistency and texture of spit... See, even now I'm getting like a little bit of a gag reflex. I think what I imagine is a slobbery dog.
Ah.
And that makes me feel very ill.
Well, I don't like dog slobbery. Spit can be so very varied.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
the
true.
Problem with spit is that you could... Oh, sorry, I burped. You have normal spit, which is fine. But you know, sometimes like you'll be brushing your teeth and you'll go to like spit out your toothpaste.
Yeah.
And you'll see, like, kind of thicker bits in it, like that kind of viscous spit that exists. Or, like, sometimes when you're sitting there and you're bored and you're just like...
Okay, I don't do that.
And you reduce bubbles.
Okay, that was not good.
You're gross, Zoe. You're gross.
My goodness.
She's beautiful. She's so mysterious.
What I love is the idea of people out there.
I wish you were more mysterious, Zoe.
I'm just loving people out there being like, ooh, nuggets. Ooh, an episode on nuggets. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Nuggets is a gross word.
Nuggets is a gross word.
Nuggets rolls, man. Nuggets.
When you're talking about like chicken nuggets, yeah, but like there's no chicken and gold nuggets.
Yeah.
Any other type of like to say nugget in any other context is kind of gross.
Nugget is always associated with like a little bit of hard snot for me.
Oh yeah.
A little bit gross.
It's a nugget of X. Yeah, that's a good point. What if you could make a nugget out of anything? What would you make a nugget out of? And let's make it a food so it's not heinous.
All right.
Because I know you were, maybe you, Zoe, more than Adam, were thinking of doing something gross. I could just sense it in the wind. So,
nugget of honey.
Nugget of honey. Is it hardened honey?
Honeycomb.
Oh, you got a suckle on it? That's good.
Yeah.
Is it, okay, what about, does this change it? It still has like chicken nugget batter.
Ooh,
around
yum.
The outside.
That rules. Mac and cheese.
No, oh, yum. Like that's it. Basically a croquette.
Well, you fucking asked the question and I answered honestly.
Yeah, I guess croquettes and Kiev balls are kind of just nuggets.
Yeah, like arancini is just a rice nugget.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's true.
Anything deep fried is just a nugget, but not chicken.
What about a dumpling? Deep fried dumpling? Is that a nugget? Does that fall in the nugget definition?
If you're battering it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nugget.
It's a nugget.
Jack, that nug.
Yeah, you're both giving me this look like I'm just so sorry, dude.
They're all nuggets.
That's a nugget.
We know.
What was the first time you had chicken nuggets? Do you remember it? Can you recall your first foray into chicken nuggets?
I don't remember like my first not homemade nugget.
Oh, okay.
But my mum makes the best nuggets.
I've never had homemade nuggets in my life.
Yeah,
bitch, I'll make you nuggets.
Yeah, please do.
My mom makes, and I have learned this recipe, but to the point where I have a friend who whenever he is over at my house for a thing, he's always like, will your mom be making her nuggets? And I'm like, she will be.
That's great. Did you have a favorite food? It made me think of it. Did you have a favorite food of a friend's parents growing up? Like when you went over to a friend's place where you're like, ooh, I hope their parents make... Ugh.
I didn't have enough of that.
Friends.
Go on, Adam.
I don't want to. Zoe, you do your one.
Christina's family makes these really good, like, chicken schnitzels.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I'm there, I'm always super excited. Or they actually make this really nice risotto.
Mm.
And that fucking rules. And every time I go over, I get really excited. And they're very healthy. And my family isn't. I remember going over. I was staying with them while we were renovating. And I was like, I'll cook as like a big thank you. And I remember Christina's mum being so polite. And because I made my mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And she was being so polite, but you could just tell that she did not want to eat it. She was like, there are no vegetables in this dish at all.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, yeah, it's all just cheese, man. Enjoy.
When I was growing up, I had a friend. I think I've spoken about this on Shut Up a Second way back in the past. But I had a friend whose parents were very fancy. And so the first time I ever had quail, I would have been around 10 maybe. I had quail and artichoke.
I remember the first time I ever had quail. It was at like a restaurant. Some Asian restaurant, but I forget what type of Asian. I want to say Vietnamese restaurant. I had quail. Fucking loved it.
Quail's great.
Quail rules.
Eating like, a little bird? Fuck.
I didn't have that like parents, loving a parent's, loving a friend's parent's food experience, but I did have that like, are we going to this restaurant? Can I get quail when we go there?
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, I remember this family, they were like, quail and artichoke, and they were like, if you eat the artichoke stem wrong, you'll choke and die.
I remember you being told that.
That's intense. That's an intense thing to tell a child. What even?
Not even correct.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was a lie. Why were they trying to scare me off artichoke?
I don't know, maybe that's like one of those funny things. Like, I remember, like, as a kid, one of the big gags we would always do, and Adam, you might know this joy, which is feeding your Australian friends kinoto.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing better.
Nothing is better than feeding. So, kinoto is a really extremely bitter Italian drink, but it looks like Coke. It just looks like Coke. So, you're like, you have your friends over.
It very easily deceives someone into believing it's Coke.
Very easily. And you just pretend. You're like, oh, it's like an Italian version of Coke. Like, we don't have Coca-Cola, we have kinoto. It's the same shit. And your friend's like, cool. And because you're eight, they go to swig it because we're at someone else's house. We have to have Coke. Swig it. And then they're just drinking the most bitterest of liquids.
Yeah.
My I have an uncle who, because kinoto is an aperitif. It's supposed to give you an appetite. And he says his theory is always that it's an aperitif because you drink it and then you want to get the fucking taste out of your mouth.
We did that to my little cousins recently. We had a family thing and on my mum's side of the family, so the Greek side. We had a bottle of kinoto that my dad was kind of just drinking out of, or like pouring into a glass, not swigging from the bottle. and brought it back. And we did the same thing. One's like 8, one's 11. We're like, do you want some Italian Coke? And they were like, no, okay. And we're like, and they had a sip and they're like, no.
That's so funny. It must be so baffling as a child.
Yeah. The adult version of that is ouzo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Ouzo.
You made me remember as well. Talking about going to other kids' houses and having their food, is that I used to have this friend, and I remember going to his house, and I loved it because we got Straz and cheap cheese sandwiches, which I just wasn't used to because, like, my family, we weren't, like, a super healthy family, but we weren't, like, you know, the kind of family that's like, oh, here's, like, a fucking bit of sort of, what do you call it? Deli meat. Slice of cheese, white-ass bread. Mum was always like, no white bread for the family. No sugary cereal, that kind of thing. So going to this kid's house, he had sandwiches with cheap meat and cheap cheese, and his dad had a sort of legendary hidden porn stash somewhere that this kid was always like, we'll find it this time. And we never did. And in my adulthood, I think I've realized he didn't have that.
Yeah.
It was just an excuse to get kids around to his house. Like the kid, not the dad.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, Jackson, no!
No. Like, the kid was like, come around to my house, we'll find my dad's porn stash.
That I find really, like, I understand.
We never did.
As a kid, you're excited that porn exists, but now as an adult, like, sharing porn with your parents.
Oh, weird.
Is heinous.
Jerking off to the same thing your parents jerk off to, you shouldn't do. I'm telling you now, if you're thinking about it, nip it.
Think
in the
again.
Yeah. That's my PSA of this episode. If you're thinking about it, think again. Yeah. I remember, I just always remember looking for it. I don't know if his dad even had anything. He promised a DVD. No, it would have been a VHS.
Ooh.
This kid. That kid also had triple bypass surgery, and it made him very popular.
Okie dokie.
Nah, do you remember primary school? Like a kid would get a surgery and instantly.
I remember when I had my ovary removed because it happened over the summer.
Mm.
And so when I came back, everyone was like, we heard you died. I was like, what?
That's great.
I was like, people came and visited me in the hospital.
I always have this memory. You know, like you have those memories of something you did as a child that are like really embarrassing but shouldn't be?
Yeah.
I was embarrassed.
I'm rightfully embarrassed.
It doesn't embarrass me now, but it did at the time. Is so I fell out a window when I was a child. Mm. We know this. I got the scar. It's a whole thing.
You got the scar to prove it.
You sound like you're being blasé, but like cool about it.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like,
fell out a window.
I fell out a window. You know, I got the scar. We've spoken about
it. I was about 7, putting on a play for my mom and dad on a windowsill. I fell out a window. Pretty cool. I don't know. But
is that really what happened?
Yeah, my parents' windowsill was about...
simultaneously the stupidest, the cutest thing I've ever heard.
It was like about actually a really wide windowsill, and me and Ryder were quite small, so we could kind of get on it and just do a play while mum and dad lay in bed because it was at the foot of their bed.
Sorry.
And then I was putting my hands
cool.
against...
That's breakfast in a show.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Breakfast in a show.
And I was putting my hands against the glass to like get up on the windowsill, and I just smashed through. Pulled back and the glass sliced up my arm.
Jesus. Yeah. I broke a window with my butt when I was a kid. So we had
it seemed like you weren't going to explain it for a second, and I was like, Adam, you can't just leave us.
It's not as interesting a story as you'd think. But we used to have a couch that would sit up next to, just behind or in front of, however you want to look at it, a window.
Yeah.
And if you sat, you know how you could sit on like the top of a couch or a chair or whatever. Yeah, you sit with your butt on the back. It was like the perfect height that your butt would also be on the windowsill.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there with my butt on the windowsill, leaning back against the glass because it made me feel taller and let me see the TV better.
Yeah.
And I just hear like a, thank God. Oh man, because my brother did almost the exact same thing and cut up his arm.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of you there? I know my brother did do it and cut something, but when I think arm, did you cut your arm?
I'll show you the scars.
Yeah, I might be thinking, I know my brother did do it, but maybe he didn't cut his arm. I don't know. He might have cut his leg. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank God the blinds had been drawn. So then, like, instead of cutting my asshole open, I didn't hurt myself at all.
You had a scarred up ass.
Oh yeah, imagine.
An ass that's all scar tissue. That'd kind of rule.
Yeah. Where would they have gotten the skin from? They always get the skin from your bum.
They take it from your face this time.
Having scar tissuey bum would be real funny because like I have a cellulite bum.
Yeah.
And feeling that is sometimes very fun. So I can only imagine what scar tissue is like.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind just for the... You know, sometimes you just feel your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, maybe you're lying on your belly.
Yeah. And you're just like
rubbing your butts. Jackson engages in ritual scarring.
Just for the sensation.
Live on Twitch.
But no, so I was in class once, and for some reason in my primary school, we had this thing where you didn't say present. You just said a thing. You could say anything.
Balls.
Well, I probably couldn't say balls. Let's try it. You can say anything, but you can't say balls.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I say balls?
Just checking the roll. Adam Carnevale.
Wee.
Zoe B.
Cats.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
All right.
Kids who said, but there was a sort of...
Anarchy.
there was a sort of... Sort
Never
of like,
did that.
Look, I think it was pretty, I want to say pretty unique to my primary school, but okay. I mean, as in, I never heard of any other kids that did it. That sounded like I was bragging.
You're perpetually bragging, Jackson.
My whole life is one big brag. Mm. No, so, but there was like this weird level of cachet to different responses. So you were cool if you quoted Shrek, because heaps of kids did.
They would Donkey! Be like,
Jackson Bailey.
Donkey.
Zoe Bellotta.
I don't know any other quotes from Shrek.
That's not a quote from Shrek.
I'm sure he says donkey at one point.
I feel like
it's the character's fucking name.
I feel like a quote has to be more than one word. Anyway, here's a word from our sponsor. Also, a reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a nasty game show called Big Deal. And if you don't come, I'll fucking shit. Grab your tickets from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
A quote could be as many words as you want.
If you went into Shrek's IMDb,
yeah,
not Shrek's, like the movie Shrek.
The movie Shrek.
IMDb, and it was like famous quotes, almost just donkey.
I bet you would find one. 100% I reckon that's on IMDb. They'll let anything up there.
That place, talk about anarchy. But yeah, heaps of kids would say, Shrek, I'm looking down. That was the classic. Every kid said it. But some kids didn't. Some kids would just make a noise or just say cats. And I'm sorry to break it to you guys, but that doesn't carry that much cachet. It's not from a popular movie.
So My question now, Jack, is
yeah.
How long did it take to do roll?
Oh, ages.
Sorry.
If you'd been it's fine. If you'd been calling us and it had been Zoe Bellotta, Cats, Adam Cannavale, Donkey, I'm looking down.
Yeah.
How would you have continued your anecdote?
Well, the embarrassing...
Imagine if I had have quoted Shrek.
Well, if you'd said Donkey, I'm looking down, I've been like, cool subversion of the actual scene. But the thing I did is not relevant. So, it was when I crashed out a window, right?
Yeah.
And my arm was all cut up. This has such a bad ending, this story.
Oh, well, it's not like we've been paying attention.
Yeah. My arm's in a sling currently and like bandaged up. And I remember the teacher, it was like the first year back, or first day back of grade six. And the teacher was like, no, it was probably grade five. She was like, okay, so she started doing roll. And, you know, kids were saying, Shrek, I'm looking down, or quotes from the... the DreamWorks Robots movie or whatever. And then she was like, Jackson, do you want to explain what's going on? And for some reason, I explained that I'd fallen out of a window. And the teacher was like, no, I meant about the role. And that was the thing that as a child humiliated me. I was like, I said the wrong thing. And then, kind of because of that, no one cared about my injury.
Yeah.
Because all I got was bullied for misunderstanding what Miss Dinsdale was trying to say. Anyway, that was my primary school career. I was also never allowed to play down ball with the cool kids.
Why?
They didn't like me. You know down ball? Where,
yeah, I know down ball.
No, wait, no, I'm not thinking of down ball. I'm thinking of foursquare.
Yeah.
Foursquare where you get the king, the prince, down ball, and the pooper foursquare, or something.
They were both kind of same.
No, it wasn't down ball against a wall.
That
would be up ball. Oh, my God.
Ooh, no, actually, Jack might be right there. Down foursquare ball might be against the wall.
There were like four squares in the ground. One of you's the king, one of you's the... pauper, one of you is the peasant or
something. It was king, queen, jack, and pet pawn or something like that.
Yeah, and you would just... Yes, it was pawn, because kids were like, pawn. And you,
kids rule.
Fuck yeah.
To be amused by the very idea of...
To nudge the kid playing jack or whatever, be like, hey, Harris, when I say pawn, I actually mean P-O-R-N.
Yeah, for that to be, like, fucking hilarious.
And then rules. Every time kids you say, rule. I'm playing pawn, you and Harris have a laugh to yourselves. Yeah.
Man, that's great. Another memory I have of primary school, while I'm on the subject.
Okay. I'm gonna bust mine out when
I'm excited. I'm excited. This episode is Nuggets in Primary School. There was this teacher who was an aide for a kid in our class, who nobody really liked because she was kind of mean and crabby.
Oh,
and
no one liked the aide.
Yeah, no one really liked that. Everybody loved the kid she was there for. That kid ruled. His name was Andrew, and he named everybody after... Do you remember Homestar Runner?
No.
I know of Homestar Runner.
Everybody in the primary school got a nickname based on a Homestar Runner character because that's what he loved. My name was Pom Pom from memory. And my best friend at the time, his name was Poop Smith. Too old Andrew. But I just drew a picture of her, the aide, and it was awful. Like, it was such an unflattering drawing. And I remember giving it to her and her face looking really hurt. But at the time, I didn't realize. I was just real proud that I'd given her a drawing. Ah, man.
Oh, memories.
School. Why?
I remember. Sorry, I have one of these terrible burned-in memories. Do you guys get, like, lunch orders?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got lunch orders one day.
Hey, I'm so sorry. Can everyone just Google Pom-Pom Homestar Runner? Because it's shocking how much it looks like Jack.
My God, it's me.
It's a mean comment. Pom Pom is a big ball.
It kind of looks like a cat's, like the ball on a cat's collar, like the bell on a cat's collar, but with a...
Sorry, lunch orders?
Sorry, lunch orders. And I remember I got a hot dog and some chips.
Yeah.
And we got the order. And
hot dogs, fuck. We never got hot dogs.
We got hot dogs.
Oh, lucky.
But sometimes they would substitute. If they couldn't give you a hot dog, they'd give you a sausage roll.
Yeah.
And so there was a sausage roll in the basket, and I was like, oh, they must have just substituted mine. I went down, I ate half of the sausage roll, and then I realized I just had the hot dog tucked under my arm. And I'd eaten half of someone's lunch, and I, like, very tearfully went and explained that to my teacher, and they were just like, yeah, okay.
That's... pretty fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, lunch orders was like a minefield of stuff like that. Mm. I remember once, because I would very rarely get a lunch order because my family were kind of poor-ish back then.
Mm.
But I would get one maybe once every month. And I remember getting one and there was a ghost drop in there.
And I just remember being like, it's inconceivable that mum has added a ghost drop to my lunch order. This is not normal. I'm stealing this ghost drop. Yeah. And I panicked and told a teacher, and she was like, it's probably your ghost. Just fucking eat it, kid. Like,
I hope that was exactly the reaction. Just fucking eat it, kid.
Kids have such a great sense of like morality.
Oh, we do. We find a ghost drop. Like, if I found a ghost drop now, I'd be like, hell yeah. Eat that ghost drop.
I like the little.
And even if someone came up and was like, hey, did you see my ghost drop? You'd be like,
dude, no, you missed it.
What? And you got this big blue tongue. What?
I like the little, the little, like, shy, naughty hand gesture Jackson made when he was talking about eating someone's ghost drop. Like, came up to his mouth with some of his fingers or whatever. Like, ooh, my ghost drop.
My ghost drop, no one knows.
Very funny.
Yeah. I also remember another lunch order memory, and then Adam, I'll let you tell a primary school story.
It's fine, whenever I'm here.
On the episode Nuggets and primary included. School memories for some reason. I remember, so another thing you could do, if you didn't get a lunch order, they could also heat up your sandwich for you, right? In like a sandwich press. Pretty cool, you know, so you're not just dealing with your basic cheese and ham.
Yeah,
now it's a fucking toasty. But I remember once I just decided, I guess, to put my sandwich in the lunch order thing. But all it was avocado. So I had a hot avocado toasty, and it was heinous. I remember being like, hell yeah, my toasty, and biting into it and being like, what is happening? My little child brain cannot comprehend what I've just eaten. Because I think squishy hot avocado is similar texture-wise to hot cheese.
Yeah.
So I was like, it tastes wrong. I remember having a little kid panic attack, being like, what is going on? Primary school.
Our brains weren't fully formed.
They
yet.
Sure
everything
were.
Everything was way bigger than it had to be.
You're not truly sentient until like the age of 21.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not wrong, Adam. You're not wrong. Did you have any like primary school games you played?
Do you want to let Adam tell his story?
I was waiting. He wasn't doing it.
Because you're not letting me get a fucking word in edgewise, you dingus.
There was a gap where you were talking about child sentience. You could have got in there. You could have replaced that comment with your story.
I guess I'm just polite. I guess I'm just polite. Well, you know what? No. You continue with your thing. I know the rules now.
No, your majesty.
No, please.
Please, your Jackson. Lordship, tell us your primary school
No, continue.
Story.
Don't worry. I'm talking fine. I know the rules now.
Okay. Do you remember any primary
school? Hey, primary school.
There it is. That's how you play the game.
Yeah, you just got to talk louder than everyone else.
Many stories have come and gone. No, genuinely, what was your I lost a Pikachu in primary school. That fucking sucked. Like a big plush Pikachu
How
toy.
Big?
I just remember the only reason I'm bringing this up because the last time I saw it was at the tuck shop. It was about the size of a basketball.
Oh, that's
it was
a
quite
real
large.
Pikachu. Yeah.
When you squeezed it, it said, I love you, which is not what Pikachu says.
No.
But I loved that fucking thing. I remember I was at a fete with my grandparents. And the last time I remember having it was at the tuck shop. And then I must have put it down and forgot about it. And my grandparents lived within walking distance, so they would always pick me up. Or if I was ever going to school, it was often with them. Mm. And the entire walk home, I remember bawling my fucking eyes out.
Yeah. Losing something you cared about in primary school was hell.
Mm.
I remember losing, it was on a school, like an excursion. I lost $10 that I had to get lunch.
Uh-oh.
Killed me.
I lost $50 at Safeway recently and I wanted to fucking die.
How'd you lose it at Safeway?
Well, what had happened was that
bought some stuff.
I bought some stuff and then all I had was this stuff. No, it was super fucked up. Me and Christina were heading to the shops and I was lazy and was like, fuck it, I've just got this $50 and I'm not going to bring my wallet.
Yeah.
Shoved it in my pocket, got the shit that I needed. Walked to the counter, went to go pay, realized that the 50 had fallen some point. And I'm like, fuck. And Chris was like, I'll just buy it.
That's rough.
She had to buy my food for the week. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Once my dad, you just remember, on an excursion when he was in primary school, so in like the late
30s.
The 1910s. No, what was he like?
Before
50,
the invention of the sword.
The 60s.
Say the 60s. He lost $50, which would have been, let's do that conversion. Let's see how much money.
It's not going to be as much as you think.
It's 3 $1 million.
I know it's not going to be heaps, but for a child to lose, so $50.
I hope it's like $68.
Me too. $50 in 1960 would been wow. Okay, $50 in 1960 is equivalent in purchasing power to $405.
What?
That seems wrong.
That seems like the opposite of the jokes we were just making.
That's according to the website.
1960?
Yeah. $50 in 1960. According to the website.
Wait, how old's your dad?
He's 53, I think, or 54.
Yeah.
All right. So in 1960, he would have been?
You do the math.
So so your dad was born if he's 50.
How old's your dad?
Your dad is 54 this year. Your dad would have been born in 1965.
Okay.
You ruined my amazing joke.
Sorry, I was just doing math.
Let's go 1970 then. Still be
quite a bit.
$315.
Because he had it for more than I was expecting.
Yeah, because he had it for a multi-day kind of camp, but it was also like at like a fair kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he lost it on the bus.
Jeez.
Oh man, crushing. My dad has so many crushing childhood stories like that. Like the Billy Cart story, which I think I've told on another episode. Oh, man. Yeah, losing stuff as a kid. No good.
My dad does not tell any childhood stories. The only story I know...
Adam's dad just was born, and he just was born as a dad.
He was born and several years later was a man.
He was born, and a couple of years later, so was I. So, I think... my dad doesn't tell any childhood stories. The youngest he's ever told a story is when he was like 20 or 21.
Yeah.
And it's about how he got blood on his new white cowboy boots.
How did he get blood on his new white cowboy boots?
So he spent, I don't even know, like, you know, hundreds of dollars at the time. Yeah. So
which is equivalent
bucks
to
or what,
thousands of dollars now.
A pair of these like white snake skin cowboy boots that he fucking loved. And the first time he wore them out, he went to a club and some guy got like stabbed at the club.
Holy shit.
And he was trying to push them apart. And while he was doing, push the stabber and the stabby apart. And while that was happening, he got blood all over his shoes. Which
sucks.
Is the funniest, because that's the that's his takeaway from the stabber.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad, well, didn't stop a stabbing, but was present for a
and
stabbing.
He's like, and it wrecked my damn boot.
Yeah.
That's great.
It might have been his friend.
Mercy. another sad story. I don't know if it's a sad story of my dad, but it's a funny one. Is that once he wanted to impress, I think, his sister, and to do so, he ate a bull ant.
Oh, God.
And obviously, you cannot eat a bull ant without it biting you, but it bit him on the back of the tongue.
Oh, that's
a bad place to swell because you might not be able to breathe.
Yeah, why do you even have pain receptors there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Nothing I'm eating should hurt me. Don't give me pain receptors.
Although
there.
If it is hurting you, I get it, actually.
Yeah, like
if something is biting me as I'm eating it, I want to know.
I shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah.
No, that's actually pretty reasonable.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it. My body should be like, hey, idiot!
Dude, what are you doing? This is eating you! You fucking got it mixed up, you fucking...
Don't drink acid. This should hurt. Imagine if you didn't have pain receptors there, but some part of your body... Like, imagine if you had no pain receptors. Just like some incredible sentience throughout your body that's like, you idiot!
Yeah.
But you should feel bad for this.
Imagine if you didn't have pain receptors, but every inch of your body had a mouth on it.
Oh.
Ow! You stub your toe. Ah! Your toe's screaming. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. There's too many tiny mouths on my body. Oh, but I can give a million tiny blowjobs.
Million tiny blowjobs to a million tiny dicks. I'm scared to imagine that as like a novel, like a romance novel.
My summer of tiny blowjobs.
Because Zoe just gave a thumbs up. So the cover just being you giving a thumbs up is great.
Covered in mouths.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of licking someone by just rubbing against them with my million mouths being like...
Oh, sex would be really weird because you could just lay down and kiss...
Every inch.
All of you could kiss the other part of every
all right.
of you.
That's right. Everyone has mouths. That's just one big full body makeout.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Although you're always tasting everything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not. If I... So I'm imagining on my chest.
Your pain receptors.
Yeah, so are they tasting my shirt?
They must be.
Do you taste things that are on your lips?
Yeah.
Yeah, your lips have taste buds. Jackson just trying to taste his hand.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, Jackson.
But I'm not tasting anything when I kiss my finger.
Well, maybe that's because you taste like you and your brain's like, I don't need to process that. Have you ever put lipstick on before?
Yeah.
Did you not taste that?
I guess. No, not really. Maybe my lips just don't have taste receptors on them. Maybe
what you may not realize, however, is that your tongue is not the only place that houses taste buds. These taste buds can only be found on the roof of a person's mouth, but to a lesser extent, the lips, cheeks, and back of the mouth. To a lesser extent. So you know why you don't taste? You're not tasting shit?
Yeah.
Because you're stupid and you're not paying enough attention.
Well, you kiss your finger. Tell me what it tastes like.
Delicious boy.
Finger licking good.
It's to a lesser extent, you idiot.
Yeah, but it's quite a lesser extent.
Yeah, but there's still taste buds. Throw something at him. I've got nothing good.
Oh, no. Not balled up paper. It hit. Okay, so that's more than one thing. That's more than one thing.
I'm allowing it.
We had a deal. That's a book. Imagine I just was quiet for the rest of the episode because Zoe had killed me.
Oh, if only.
Were you in the episode where Zoe threw a paper airplane at me?
No, I was
She's
not.
She's a menace. It's like I got unruly school children in the middle of this.
No, what happened is that I built the airplane. I was sitting.
I like that I am probably the. This is the parent-teacher interview. Jackson's the teacher. I'm the parent. Zoe, you're the errant child.
And I went to go throw it to where you are now sitting, but I made it really shoddily, so it just made a hard left and hit Jackson.
I'm surprised I don't get spitballed.
Fuck,
maybe you should.
Give me that straw.
I was thinking the exact same fucking thing.
That's such a rude thing to do to a friend.
Friend.
We're adults.
We're like co-workers at best.
Hey, be nice.
No, this wouldn't be the first setting I've been fired for spitballing.
Did you have a spitball in primary school?
Yeah, fuck no. Yeah.
I did. I never kind of...
Never did. Oh, I think I have once in my life, but I don't even know if it was at school.
I'll level with you. I never kind of got how it works.
Oh, you guys, do you want me to teach you?
Yes,
I know,
please.
Can I have that straw, please?
This is going to... All right, you're getting the cup as well because you're spitballing into the cup. You know
okay.
That, right?
Yeah.
Where else are you going to spit? Where are you going to spit? You're not getting the straw.
This house sucks.
No, you can draw diagrams with your book and pen.
Oh, that's actual learning. So you get the paper.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of paper.
Mm-hmm. How much? Okay.
Teeny tiny
bit. So like a tiny bit.
Yeah, okay.
Teeny tiny bit. Something I would say is about the half a thumb.
Okay, half a thumb's length, yeah.
You fucking chew that shit up till it's like nice and sloppy.
Worst part. Objectively, the spitballer is the worst position.
And then you lube it up with your saliva.
Sure.
And then you put it in the straw.
Straw.
And you push it in a little bit with your tongue.
Uh-huh.
Then you take a deep breath. And then you spitball someone.
Oh, okay. I always assumed that the paper was smaller, but I guess not.
No, because you chew it up.
Yeah. That's something. Oh, she's doing it. She's doing it. Why? She doesn't even have a straw.
Why? That's gross.
I'm ending the episode. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bay.
Nope.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsPlus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's SansPantsPlus.com.